Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if we've talked about this, but I think we need to discuss if you think your spouse wants to kill you, or you can totally see your spouse get mad and kill you. I know it's not an easy topic, especially with everything going on, but I can't tell you how many times I get across our news desk. Here, Pennsylvania man kills his wife and his mother-in-law. In Ohio, man kills his wife and their dogs. In Utah, there was a case just, I think it was this weekend, where he threw his wife in the Utah River and started screaming at bystanders that wanted to help. And I guess wanted her to die. She lived. I think he's only been charged with like kidnapping and aggravated assault or something like that. But you hear about this a lot. And when I was little, I knew about it, unfortunately, because, you know, there were some cases, you know, in my neck of the woods. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, a daddy killed a mommy, or, you know, a mommy wanted to kill a daddy. And as a kid, I was kind of shocked. But then I found a little bit of peace because I was watching I Love Lucy. Now, I don't know if you guys have watched, apologize, my nose is running. I don't know if you guys have watched every I Love Lucy episode, okay? I Love Lucy, and I know that a lot of young people are like, who's I Love Lucy? Oh, my God. I Love Lucy was like one of the best sitcoms in the 1950s, and it was one of my favorites. You know, you have Lucy and Desi, and they were married in real life, and then I think they got divorced and whatever. But there was an episode, I don't know if you guys remember, where Lucy thought that Desi wanted to kill her. And she was just trying to avoid him, and she was all scared and all that, and everybody's laughing, and they're making a joke. And then, you know, Desi, or Ricky, well, he goes by Ricky Ricardo, right? Okay, so then Ricky was talking to his friend Fred, which, by the way, you see Fred had a little pill-rolling tremor. I wouldn't be surprised if he had Parkinson's. You see the little tremor in his hands in the later episodes. But that's for a different discussion, a different day. But anyway, so Ricky Ricardo was talking to his buddy Fred, and you know, they're like, you know, what's going on? And he's like, well, you know, she's under the impression that I want to kill her. You know, and I think Fred had said most husbands do. All right, and everybody made a joke, and you heard the laugh track and all that. But it's not funny because we are seeing spousal attacks. I mean, domestic abuse, domestic violence, and I'm fearing that we're seeing more of these now because of COVID. You know, originally when all this started happening in China, there were these memes of lines to the divorce lawyer, and they were saying that a lot of Chinese men and women are going to get divorces, etc. And I was thinking to myself, like, I really hope we don't see more domestic abuse. I hope we don't see more domestic violence, because unfortunately you just see the recipe for it. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, we were talking about the other day how people are mean. People are tired. People are grumpy. People are sick of COVID. They're sick of not having their job. Even if they're getting unemployment money, they need a purpose. They need to grow. They need goals. They need to build. And they're, you know, home with their spouse, and their spouse is trying to work, or they got the kids, and the kids are online learning, and there's all sorts of stress that if you do have somebody that has that potential to just lose it, that could be scary. Now, I don't want to worry everybody. I don't want everybody thinking, all right, you know, you're going to get killed by your spouse. I don't want you to worry. You know, I don't want everybody panicking. But I really want you guys to just kind of stop and think about how much you push each other in a fight. And remember, we're animals. You know, I mean, I don't know much about the psychology behind all these people that end up killing their family members. I'm just assuming they're complete whack jobs. But what if many of these people were just regular people, and for some reason, something just got pushed to the edge, and they went all animal. And sometimes the person you're the most angry with is the one you're the closest to. Okay? You know, you can't yell at your boss, right? Sometimes the way you want to. You can't yell at the kids, right? You know, because they'll get taken away by child protective services. You're not supposed to yell at the wife. You're not supposed to yell at the husband, but it happens. But you can't yell like that at the neighbors. You can't, you know, so the one person you could a lot of times get away with is the person who's legally bound to you by marriage. And it puts people in a very, very difficult and very, very precarious position. So my recommendation, seeing a lot of these, and I'm not going to list every single murder or murder-suicide that we're seeing between Maple Grove man admits killing wife, Montgomery County man kills wife. I mean, you see a lot of, and maybe it's just because I'm noticing it more. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm, you know, reading the news a lot lately, and so there is a higher number. But if there is a growing number, I think we need to let people know. I think we need to be a lot more responsive to domestic issues. We know that police forces have been defunded and have been started to be stripped down of a lot of their resources, and many of them are not going to some domestic squabbles, and unfortunately some of them do prove deadly. We had a cop that just got shot for the domestic squabble, unfortunately. But, you know, spouses, if you think you have somebody where, you know, and you think about, you know, there is that potential, you better get into therapy. Both of you better get into therapy. Or you better, if you really think that, you know, you guys are at that point where you don't like, love each other, you hate each other, you got, you know, maybe get out of that situation. But I think we have a lot of people living with each other out of convenience, and there's not only a lack of love, but there's just hate for each other, and then things get bad. And if they might be already thinking, you know what, I might just want to end it, or I might just want out. You don't want, you and the kids, and you don't want to be anywhere near that. Or the pets. Somebody shot the dogs. You know, it's like, it's, you know, I told you people want to fight. It doesn't matter who's going to win this next election. There is going to be more and more riots. We have such a divided country. We have people, you don't hear a I love America. You have a I hate this person, I hate this person. People are so divided. And this hate is feeding upon more hate. And I just don't trust that a lot of our human instincts are going to override our animal instincts. And so if at all you kind of question, I really don't know if the person I'm with is going to lose it, you need to make sure you're safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're taking your questions and your calls, and one of you had asked about Republicans changing sides to support Trump. You wanted me to comment on, are more Republicans going to the Democratic side? Well, okay, I would say take any of these numbers with a grain of salt, because you don't really hear a lot of people vocal about supporting Trump. There's a lot of stars that have stayed very, very quiet, and many celebrities or, you know, very famous people are being very, very cautious because they don't want to be told if you don't voice your support for Biden, you're against us, you know, just like with BLM. If you don't, you know, support BLM, you're against them. And we don't want that. We've had, you know, neutrality and being neutral and, you know, staying apolitical, you know, a part of our country now for hundreds of years. And now people don't want neutral anymore. And so I'm not saying assume a movie star is for Trump if you haven't heard them badmouth Trump, but you start to wonder if if people think it's pretty popular and they're going to get headlines and they're going to get screen time and media attention, if a star comes out and says something anti-Trump, I think there's a lot of stars out there that would take advantage of that. And the fact that they aren't means maybe they either, A, don't hate Trump that much, or they just don't know who's going to win and they want to just kind of play it smart and, you know, be neutral. So Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich, not current Ohio, previous one, former, has already drawn a lot of attention. He had thrown his support behind Joe Biden. Kasich, however, really wasn't pro-Trump to begin with, so that really wasn't, you know, a big surprise. We also think, was it Meg Whitman, CEO? Yeah. So like Meg Whitman, Susan Molinari, there were some other previous Republicans that were speaking at the DNC. And, there's a lot of kind of debate as to, you know, where that is. And so, I mean, here's the thing. I vote for the person. Okay? I have ideologies. I have things with the way I want this country to go. And I don't just vote along one particular party. All right? When I see things divisive and I see how, there's this sort of, you know, if I see more of a, all right, you know, you have to vote for our side and, you know, it has to be all R or all D, I get nervous by that. Okay? I want somebody to say, look, you vote for who you think is really going to, you know, be right for the country, right for you, you know, better for the country as a whole. You know, you like their vision. I hate when a candidate goes up there and says, you know, look, you know, if you're for growing the country and, you know, you want the country to, you know, excel, you vote for me. If you are for the country falling apart or you're for communism, vote, because that already insults, you know, the voter. You know, what you really need to say is, you know, look, you know, if you, you know, want to bring back some of America's, you know, idols of, you know, capitalism and things like that, and, you know, want to avoid certain socialistic tens, and, you know, vote for me. If you think that, you know, becoming more socialized is the way to go, then vote for that person. Nobody's going to say that because nobody's going to waste their time or money, you know, trying to make the other side look good, you know, or advertise for the other side. Not that socialism is, to me, a winning marketing strategy. But when I hear that a politician kind of swaps sides, the either one of two things. One is then they weren't really a Republican to begin with. You have dinos and rhinos, Republican in name only, Democrat in name only. You have some people who go, look, I want to run for politics. And I want to run for politics being on the side where I think I could win. Some people thought Donald Trump was going to be a rhino. Because Donald Trump had supported the Clintons. Donald Trump had, I believe, supported the Bushes. He was, you know, he was, like I think a lot of people, more free-thinking and, you know, probably leaned one side or to the other. But I think when he did run, he was originally going to run as an independent. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I think Trump was going to run as an independent. And then he was like, no, you know what? I can win this. And, yeah, most of my values fall under the Republican side, so I'm going to run Republican. So I think a lot of politicians, not that I'm accusing him of being a politician, but he is in politics, but I think a lot of politicians, like Kasich or, you know, or any of the other ones, look to see where they will be able to make the most difference. Which pond should you swim in? And if you could be a big fish in this pond or a little fish in the lake, you want to be a big fish in a smaller pond. And so being a former Republican voting for Biden and supporting Biden just gave him a lot of, media attention. And, people have, switched sides in the past. Michael Bloomberg is Republican, right? And he was elected mayor as Republican. But, he spoke at the DNC in 2016. And, you start to wonder if he, really is, Republican or not. Joe Lieberman, he had been the Democratic vice presidential nominee 8 years prior. He delivered a speech at the RNC for his friend John McCain. And so, when I do see people jump over party lines, I don't hate it as much as other people do, because, again, if here's Lieberman and he really believed in John McCain, and he believed he was the better candidate, then he has every right to throw his support, because you're not supposed to be electing an ideology or a mass feeling. You're electing a person. I really fear that, people are, they're trying to throw, somebody up there as a body, going, they're going to be our puppet. I don't want that. I don't want a government or a leader that's a puppet. I want a leader who's like, okay, guys, this is what I think. This is, you hired me because of my experience. I am going to take advice. I am going to take things under advisement, but I'm not going to do what, you guys are, trying to tell me to do, but I also don't want a dictator who's, if they're making good decisions, it's okay. If they're making bad decisions, then no. Then we're like, no, please take the advice. But, when Kasich said he wasn't going to support Trump, I really didn't think anything ill of that, because he never liked Trump anyway. Of course he's not. And in fact, I don't even know if I would respect him if he pretended to support Trump, even though we know he doesn't like him. So I don't worry about that. So, to answer our listener's question, and we're taking your questions or calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you hear a Republican is voting for Donald Trump, I think there was a list. Somebody had put in, there was an article about 200 Mormons or people of the LDS church that decided they were going to support Biden over Trump. Those things are going to make huge, huge headlines. What's not going to make a headline is hearing somebody at work going, look, I don't want to say it, I can't say it, because I'm going to be ostracized, but yeah, I really don't want Biden in power, and I'm going to vote for Trump. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see a lot of stars who have, see other stars blacklisted because of their politics come forward. People are going to lay low. I mean, a lot of previous election, Trump and Hillary, the polls made it look overwhelmingly that Hillary was winning, that Trump was so unpopular. Trump didn't win the popular vote, but he sure was close, which means the polls are either rigged or the polls are inaccurate. I mean, or you have people there that might be taking a poll, or there might be somebody in their family, listening in, and they're like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to vote for Biden, absolutely. But then when they head to the polls, it's a whole different thing. So I don't think if you are a Republican, you need to panic based on who decided to move over to the, Democratic side. But it's not anything that I think is, earth shattering. It helps. It helps seeing, it would help the Republican side to see somebody very Democrat saying, oh, hell no, we can't win this one. But we're not going to see it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. President Trump says former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a speech last night that wasn't meant to unite.
She is over her head, and frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do. She taped it.
The recorded speech also made no mention of Senator Kamala Harris being added to the ticket as a VP. You're listening to USA Radio News. States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
President Trump in Iowa touring recent damage from storms and then heading to Yuma, Arizona for an announcement regarding the border. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so
cool. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is just a touch bit of bad news. We got good news and bad news. Okay, the good news is the flu shot's out. We're going to talk about what the new flu shot is. The bad news is COVID might cause type 1 diabetes in kids who get it. Now, a very, very small study was done in England, and they looked at 30 new insulin-dependent diabetic cases in kids. 5 had definite COVID, 9 weren't tested, but they assume had COVID. And so parents kind of want some answers as to why their child, if there really wasn't any genetic predilection, if they really didn't have any trauma to the pancreas, would COVID infection turn their child diabetic. Now, remember we talked about viruses. Viruses scare me. Bacteria don't. I like bacteria. Bacteria, paramecium, you could step on those suckers. You could destroy their cell wall. You could cause them to explode. There's a lot of things you could do to bacteria. That's why I'm a big fan of antibiotics, and I don't want us to overuse our antibiotics or have resistance, because I really like the way we fight bacteria, and I don't like superbugs. And if you had to put me into microbiology, I'd be on the bacteria front. Viruses scare the living daylights out of me. And the reason why is you could get a simple virus and then later find out that it could cause cancer. And you're like, well, what the hell? Okay, so these viruses don't always go away. They're supposed to go away. Sometimes they don't. Hepatitis virus doesn't go away. Hepatitis virus likes to set up shop in the liver. Some hepatitis viruses can cause cancer. HIV likes to set up shop, hide out. Could hide out in the T cell. It could also hide out, they believe, in the macrophage. So we have a lot of kind of new information coming out on how HIV hides and where it likes to hide, or where in the tissues it likes to hide. Herpes, get the herpes virus that hides. It'll either come out as a cold sore or genital herpes. Chickenpox vaccine likes to hide, can come out as shingles. Now, we don't know if, you know, chickenpox varicella is linked to cancer. We hope it isn't, but it should be studied. But we have wondered about people who get diabetes if some sort of virus affects the pancreas. Now, the pancreas is near the stomach and intestine, and the pancreas has to make the digestive enzymes. It's like one of the juiciest organs. It's not an organ you want to mess with, which is why in medical school we learn don't blank with the pancreas. It's just the pancreas is very intimidating. I'm very intimidated by the pancreas also, okay? Right? There's not a lot of things in medicine that scares me. The pancreas scares me, and viruses scare me. Well, when a person comes down with diabetes, okay, they might come down with diabetes early on. They might come down with diabetes later. If it's all in the family, if everybody in the family has diabetes, there's a good chance you might get diabetes. If you're overweight, if you have a poor diet, if you've only been eating one meal a day, and, you know, the insulin is kind of, you know, the insulin is more trained to kind of shoot out little bits and be prepared for food on a more regular basis. But if you're only eating one time a day, I think it kind of taxes the pancreas, so I think that could also kind of put you at risk for diabetes. And you need the pancreas, because the pancreas makes insulin, and insulin is like the key to the door. We talked about this. When food and sugar come in through the mouth or through the waiting room, and then they're in the hallway and you need to get the sugar from the hallway into the rooms or from the bloodstream into the cells, insulin is like the key. So we need insulin. If we don't have insulin, sugar doesn't get into the cells. Sugar stays in that hallway or in the bloodstream. People start to lose weight. They start to get more infections. It gets sticky, so they're at more risk for heart disease, and you could die if you have high blood sugar. So with little kids, we'll have to give them insulin. We'll have to give them the key. We'll give them insulin and you know, we'll hopefully get those doors back open so the sugar can get into the cells like it needs to be, which is why some people gain weight with insulin, right? If you have a non-insulin dependent diabetes and you got something pushing against the door like fat or insulin resistance, we give you medicine, or we have you diet and exercise to decrease that resistance. So a virus could get into the pancreas. It could start, you know, messing things up and then causing the beta islet cells that make insulin to not produce enough insulin. If that's the case, now we have an organ that's not working as well. Very hard to prove. They're going to have to probably take samples of the pancreas, right? Look to see if they see viral particles in there. There's other things that they could maybe do, but we're so new with this COVID, SARS, CoV-2, you know, virus that we're so early in studying it, that it's going to kind of take these associative observations or these observational studies where we're like, wait a second here. I'm noticing this is going on. But this bothers me. If this virus gets in to a pancreas and can screw around and cause diabetes, you guys know how I feel about diabetes. All right? I think people, you know, who are diabetic do have a higher risk of pancreatic cancer. And if their diabetes was caused by a virus, that might be the reason. Now, I don't want to panic everybody, but it's just another kind of piece of information that kind of tells us don't force your kid to get this COVID if they don't have to. And again, this is just one study, but they need to study it more. Okay? Next in the news is the flu shot is out. Ooh, yay, the flu shot. I'm excited. I get the flu shot every year. I know a lot of you guys are like, I'm not getting the flu shot. And one of the reasons why some of you aren't getting the flu shot is because you haven't gotten the data on how this year's flu shot went. Does anybody know how effective this year's flu shot was? I haven't seen the data yet. Usually we're told, well, we're at about 60% effective at the best. Maybe it was 40%, 30% effective. I haven't heard anything. I don't think they know. Because I think a lot of the flu cases were called COVID and vice versa. So I don't think we know. I think there's a lot of people that got the flu shot, said they felt sick. They didn't get tested for COVID, but they think it was flu. So they're going to report that the flu shot didn't do any good. So I don't know what the data is going to look like. Now, last year's flu shot, the trivalent had the Michigan the H1N1 strain, the Singapore H3N2 strain, the Colorado B Victoria lineage, and then there was a B Phuket. It's not pronounced Phuket. It's pronounced, but I'm going to make the U a long U because we're on the radio. But there is a Phuket strain. That was last year's. This year's, we have a little different. They did mix it up. It's the Guangdong Maman type A H1N1, a Hong Kong H3N2, and a Washington Victoria lineage type B. There is another Phuket, okay? Got to be careful saying that one on air. And that's if you have the quadrivalent, the four-level shot. And there's also recombinant-based vaccines. You have the A Hawaii H1N1, the Hong Kong H3N2, the Washington B, and the Phuket B. So the recombinant ones will have four, they'll be quadrivalent. Most of the vaccines you get are trivalent, only the first three I talked about without the Phuket. And they cover H3N2, which was a real bad one years past, H1N1, one of the swine flus, and then influenza B. At best, they're about 67% effective. We have no idea what the last year's flu shot was in terms of efficacy. You want to know what, guys? Don't use that as a barometer on if you should get this year's flu shot. As you see, the strains are very, very different. So, you know, and my guess is they are concerned about these strains, which are very different from the previous ones. My guess is they are concerned about a pretty rough flu season. We should be getting some data out of Australia on how their flu season's going because they're in the dead of winter right now. So their flu season is supposed to be peaking right now. So that's kind of how we base it on, even though we have to decide by February which viral strain we're going to use for our flu vaccines. We do as good as we can. So asking you guys, are you guys going to get the flu shot? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would get the flu shot. In fact, I'm probably going to go in the next week or two. I just get it early. I think people are now a lot more fearful. I think a lot of people are thinking maybe some of the COVID mortality might have been linked to flu. It would be really nice for somebody to tell us how many of those deaths by COVID were in people who didn't vaccinate for flu. That would be nice. And vaccinate for pneumonia, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked me about acupuncture and how acupuncture could play a role in COVID. And we didn't really have a lot of studies originally, but now we do have a new study. It's coming out of Harvard Medical School. And they actually tested it in mice. And they found that acupuncture can help ease inflammation in mice. Now, acupuncture is a very old practice, considered Chinese medicine, but used in multiple countries. And what they think the acupuncture was able to do was influence the mice's ability to cope with the cytokine storm. Now, the cytokine storm is that big, dramatic, inflammatory response I told you guys about in early COVID days on how people could go from a simple cough to all of a sudden getting all gummed up and unable to breathe. The cytokine storm is a very aggressive immune response, and this is what leads to the lung inflammation, the pneumonia, and then you do death, with a lot of debate on how much the ventilators even helped in those situations, because you could only push the air in so much, but if the lungs are already so inflamed, you know, might not be doing much, but it's something you do when you can't, you know, breathe on your own. So a number of drugs are currently being tested to try to quell this cytokine storm, but the Harvard researchers say this classic medical practice may be the answer. And Sarah Reznikoff, who's not affiliated with the study, told the New York Post that she is very, very excited, because when Western studies back up the ancient healing medical system of acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, it's exciting news. Now, she says acupuncture is fantastic at triggering the body's innate healing abilities, helping with inflammation, calming the nervous system. I've seen great results in my practice treating patients with post-COVID-19 symptoms. And she said, I'm glad that acupuncture is being considered. Now, the findings are kind of new. And again, it's in mice. But I got to tell you, if you could go to people, you know, in the hospital, you know, or if you could have a person who has COVID and then start them on some acupuncture treatments, that could be pretty damn, effective, not too expensive. And I know everybody freaks out about the acupuncture needles. When they're put in correctly, don't feel it. My friend would put in acupuncture needles just to show me you don't even feel it. I'm like, are you done? Like, yeah, it's in there. It's just sitting in there. Now, then you start to be like, oh, do I feel it? Oh, I can't move. But basically, you don't even realize they're there. And then they get removed. So cytokine storms have gained a lot of mainstream attention as a complication of severe COVID. But according to the press release, they say this aberrant immune reaction can occur in the setting of any infection and has been long known to physicians as a hallmark of sepsis, an organ damaging, often fatal inflammatory response to infection. They say another study, the term cytokine storm calls up vivid images of an immune system gone awry and an inflammatory response flaring out of control. So the researchers found that mice experiencing a cytokine storm had a 40% greater chance of survival when treated with electroacupuncture. Electroacupuncture is, you know, acupuncture, except rather than using needles, they're using like kind of an electric stimulatory mechanism. And acupuncture worked well preventatively. Mice treated with acupuncture before developing the cytokine storm experienced lower levels of inflammation, and their survival rate increased from 20 to 80%. So, pretty cool. I love incorporating Chinese alternative medicine, homeopathy, the more the better. So I think that we can definitely utilize this. Again, we still need more studies. We don't want it to substitute for any certain treatment that we normally have in the hospital, but it sure could be a nice adjunct. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thermo Fisher COVID-19 test has been flagged for false positive and false negative results. The FDA has flagged the risk of both false positives and negatives with the Thermo Fisher Scientific TaqPath COVID-19 combo kit. This is in a letter to lab staff and healthcare providers on Monday. The FDA said issues relating to the test kit and associated software can cause the molecular SARS-CoV-2 assay to generate inaccurate results. Thermo Fisher said it's working with the FDA to resolve the issues and updated the software and instructions. FDA is still advising laboratories to assess all positive results to see if the samples need retesting. So, I this isn't the first time we heard that some of these tests have issues. And no test is 100%. I've seen false positive pregnancy tests. I've seen false negative pregnancy. You see them, but they're rarer than rare. You don't want to see them more often than a 0.00001%, but that's not always the case. So the warning appears to be the second of its kind. To health providers, tagging potential false results with the coronavirus test coming after last month's letter noting that BD's coronavirus test saw 3% of results in one study as false positives. Well, 3%, you know, of the numbers we're seeing, that's 3 per 100 or 30 per 1,000. So that's a problem. In May, FDA noted concerns that the accuracy of Abbott's ID Now test, in that case, FDA responded to a study that linked that test to a higher rate of false negatives than rival COVID-19 tests. So in the latest case, FDA granted emergency use authorization to TaqPath in March, one of the first. Since then, Thermo Fisher has acquired modifications, and the test has been used in studies to support other EUAs, including the Yale University saliva test that FDA okayed over the weekend. Yale has been working on a saliva test. So Thermo Fisher received the EUA based on a study showing TaqPath correctly detected coronavirus in 100% of nasopharyngeal swab and bronchoalveolar lavage samples. That's basically like a washing out of the lungs, kind of. Now the FDA has alerted laboratories and healthcare providers of the risk of inaccuracies. So they highlighted two potential causes. One, there was inadequate vortexing or centrifugation of the RT-PCR reaction plates that could cause the TaqPath to deliver false positives. Secondly, an issue with the software could lead to false negatives. So now they're telling TaqPath customers to stop using older versions of the Applied Biosystems COVID-19 interpretive software. So, okay, so they're going to change it out. They use the new ones, but COVID-19 added $1.3 billion to their sales. They landed a Department of Health and Human Services contract to provide 96 of its instruments to laboratories. Also planned to take over Keyogen, blocked. But when we have inaccuracies with these tests, and we have the numbers that we do, and we have businesses closing and businesses staying closed, and we have people trying to figure out when kids could go back to school, and we have these numbers that, you know, we're hearing. I'm not blaming this particular company, but when you hear people who've decided, you know what, I'm not going to get the test, I'm just going to go home, yet in the mail they were told they were positive, like, what are you talking about here? You know, or somebody who's been sick three times, all their tests come back negative, and then all of a sudden the fourth one is, oh yeah, it's positive. There's still too much debate on how accurate our tests are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So South Lake Tahoe, which is on the border of California and Nevada, there has been a case of the plague, making the first case since 2015. Health officials believe the person might have been infected when he was walking his dog. He was walking his dog and he thought he might have gotten bitten by an infected flea. Currently, he's recovering at home under the care of a medical professional. You can treat many of these with antibiotics. Symptoms of plague usually appear within 2 weeks of exposure, fever, nausea, weakness, swollen lymph nodes. Antibiotics usually is enough. But El Dorado County health officials say they're still investigating the circumstances because, again, if it could take 2 weeks to show, then we got to kind of figure out what you were doing 2 weeks prior. But human cases of the plague are extremely rare. They can be very, very serious. So they say it's important that individuals take precautions for themselves and their pets when outdoors, especially while walking, hiking, camping in areas where wild rodents are present. Now, the last confirmed case of the plague in California was in 2015 when two people were exposed to infected rodents or fleas in Yosemite. Both people recovered. Has been a case in California since 2016. So, fortunately, a New Mexico man just this month died of septicemic plague. So it can be deadly. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.